AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Is not interested in what stands to reason.
Gong it out, Vic. Petros and Money. There it is. AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. If you missed it, we gave away a pair of tickets to Dodgers Padres Sunday. Max Scherzer, Blake Snell. Last hour. We still have one more pair to give away for Sunday's game between now and the end of the show. Not yet. Hold. Hold between now and 6 p.m. before we hand it over to Tim Cates for Dodgers on Deck. It's all brought to you by WSS, now a proud partner of the LA Dodgers. You can visit a store near you by visiting shopwss.com. Again, gave away a pair last hour. We will give away a pair between now and the end of the show, and that is the game you want to be at, a potential wild card preview, Blake Snell versus Max Scherzer. If the Dodgers can't get over on the Giants, who already won today, 6-1, they knocked off the Cubs. So they are a full three games ahead of the Dodgers in the West right now.
Oh, this guy says that his, anyway. we are looking forward to the weekend. Because I'll tell you what, Matt, we got a lot of football going on. The NFL is back. We'll have an NFL top story of the day in a matter of moments. And you are taking off tomorrow and headed out to our nation's capital. Are you not?
Washington football team, the old WFT, is where the Chargers will kick off their season. You'll hear it on our sister station, Alt 98.7, 8 a.m. pregame. I'll be talking to Joe Theismann. That's right.
Oh, really?
Like right around 8:30 a.m., I think. 10 a.m. is the kick. Justin Herbert looking toward a successful sophomore season after breaking nearly every rookie record when it came to a passer in his inaugural campaign in the National Football League. It'll get going at 8 with pregame 10 a.m. kick again. Chargers, Washington football team on Alt 98.7.
All right, let's get to it. The number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day. It's been a little while since we revisited our status as the fast food, or as our account executives would like us to call it, quick serve show of record. But something jumped out at me, P, following the great success that McDonald's had while embracing the hip-hop / R&B community.
Oh,
with its meal deals.
Everybody loves those great McDonald's urban targeted commercials, like with the cheerleaders talking about Mickey D's. Life changing.
I mean, look at Applebee's with the TikTok videos right now. My God. Burger King says, I want some of that. And they got three meals that will be available starting this Sunday, September 12th.
Burger King's still open?
Burger King is not only still open, P, but they are killing it. Burger King is back, and they are badder than ever. They have enlisted the help to build their brand from Cornell Haynes Jr. You can order the Cornell Haynes Jr. meal. It will feature a classic flame-grilled Whopper with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, mayonnaise, and ketchup, a small fry, and a small Sprite. Cornell Haynes Jr., that's what it says on the box, and it's got his autograph on the top handle, is Nelly.
Nelly, like, used to have the Band-Aid for his incarcerated brother, Nelly?
I'm going down, baby.
Oak Street in the Range Rover, street sweeping, baby. Cock ready to let it go. Yes.
Yes, that is your Nelly. Totally relevant in 2021 meal. Cornell
awesome.
Haynes Jr. The Larissa Machado meal, also known as the Anita. I am not sure, or maybe it's pronounced Anita, but I think it's Anita. the Impossible Whopper with lettuce, tomato, pickles, ketchup, and mustard, a small fry, and yes, a small Sprite. And again, it is the Larissa Machado meal. And finally, the Chase Hudson meal, hand-breaded, spicy cha-king. Instead of ka-ching, spicy cha-king.
What?
Yeah, exactly. They reversed ka-ching and made it cha-king because it's chicken Burger King. So it's the spicy cha-king with cheese, four-piece mozzarella sticks, and a 16-ounce chocolate shake.
Holy crap.
Chase Hudson, also known as Lil Huddy.
Oh, Lil Hutt.
That's a little Huddy meal that you're going to be able to get. They're each $6. They're calling it the Keep It Real meal.
How many are there?
Three of them. Cornell Haynes, Larissa Machado, Chase Hudson.
Yeah, Larissa's the one I missed.
You can get them all through the BK app or BK.com. If you're a Royal Perks member, we are not paid to endorse this product, but I do love fast food / quick serve wars. And ever since, I can't remember who it was that McDonald's had with that meal that everybody was going over there to buy because he was so popular.
Oh, it was Travis Scott.
There you go. The Travis Scott, the Kendall Jenner guy, right?
Uh-huh.
You know who that is?
Yes.
Well, now Burger King says, Travis Scott, my ass. We got Nelly and Lil Huddy. And Anita. So get your Keep It Real meal.
I might have to go. I might have to keep it real tonight.
Right? Chase Hudson with the spicy cha-king, four mozzarella sticks, and a chocolate shake.
You know, Matt, I think it's sold out, but let's do the word of the day because I am going to work this. I kind of am paid to endorse this, although they don't pay
me. He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
It's the Beach Life Festival weekend, Matt. We're so caught up in our world of foosballing and boozeballing that Beach Life snuck up on us. And it's caught the South Bay by storm. I think it's sold out.
It going on now?
Yeah, it's right now. Jane's Addiction, Cage the Elephant, tonight.
Damn.
Silver Sun, Revivalist, Save Ferris tonight, your favorite.
Love Save Ferris. That Monique, man, something else.
Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, my guy Moises, that's a good band. And then tomorrow night, Counting Crows, Fits and the Tantrums, Men at Work,
whoa,
the Wallflowers, and you know they're going to do Sixth Avenue Heartache. They're both there together.
That's right. You'll get Durwitz out there.
Same no, they're going to do
line,
it.
It was drawn on you.
It's drawn on you, and now it's drawn me in. Mother Hips, the Jake Ullman special, the Aqua Dolls, who I like, Phosphorescent tonight, tomorrow night. Sugar Ray. English Beat.
Oh, hey now. Dave Wakeling, let's go.
Come on, Dave. I guess he's out of the Malibu Inn for the night. He's coming down south.
Fantastic. I thought he was doing Del Mar, Surf Meets Turf.
And then on Sunday, we got Ziggy and Stephen Marley doing Bob Marley songs.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to be running. Well, I have to go to the challenge eventually. But I'll be running around on Sunday with a camera and try to do some Beach Life work. Ben Harper. Portugal the Man, Gary Clark, Thievery Corporation, holy crap, G-Love,
love G-Love.
Hell of a weekend in Redondo
sure
Beach,
is.
Beach Life Fest, check it out at beachlifefestival.com for details, or call Barry and Scalp.
Damn, if you know anyone, maybe they can FaceTime me when the Wallflowers go on.
Yeah, I'm not doing the stream this year, I don't know if they're, yeah, well if they do Sixth Avenue Heartache for sure. Please. I think Ronnie's got Sixth Avenue Heartache for the song of the day. Ronnie!
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Not this time, unfortunately, because the Duke Spirits are an English band out of London with today's song of the day called Bottom of the Sea. An oceanic theme tune to finish off the week on a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show. Exploring the bottom of the sea for the treasures of great sports talk. Before Dodger programming takes over the frequency, as the San Diego Padres make their way into Dodger Stadium for the weekend. And Tim Cates will get you all worked up with your Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck show that begins at 6 o'clock.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Ronnie. That's right. We are going toward Dodgers on Deck at 6 p.m., a huge series for the Dodgers. They have got Urias tonight, Bueller tomorrow, and then Scherzer-Snell showdown on Sunday. Still have a pair of tickets to give away for that one between now and the end of the show, brought to you by WSS. We're talking football. We got a college whip around. going until 6 p.m. And remember, on Dodgers on Deck, Dave Vesey told us earlier he's got Max Scherzer as his guest throwing that game on Sunday against Blake Snell.
They're tweeting, they're on Facebook, Instagram. Interact with the show at am570lasports.com.
For you, our loyal listener.
Petros and Money continues now. Now.
Cracking, everybody, and welcome back. It is a beautiful Frogman Friday all over Southern California, and we are grateful that you're listening to the one and only Petros and Money show live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And if you want to podcast the show, it's there on the iHeartRadio app. Sometimes on those other platforms, I don't know, man, but it's always there on the iHeartRadio app. How many more tickets do we have to give away for the Dodgers-Padres game on Sunday, brought to you by WSS?
One pair left.
So later, okay, we'll do that later. And don't forget, on Sunday in Washington, D.C., Chargers at the Washington football team's FedEx Field, kickoff at 10 a.m. with Matt Money Smith. They'll be on way earlier than that on 98.7 with the pregame show. So NFL action, not just last night, but Sunday night. And I'm sure we'll hear all about it right now with the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
Brought to you by HMS Capital. Wall Street says money never sleeps, but your home equity is in a coma. Lean on the folks at HMS Capital to let your money go to work for you. Low rates, invest at higher returns. You borrow low, you invest higher, and that's how you make wealth. HMSCapital.com. What a kickoff last night, Pete. What a kickoff to the NFL season. That's just true. When you thought maybe some other sport might gain some traction, my God, in a WWF style, scripted perfectly, the NFL announced its entrance to the 2021 sports calendar with an epic. A 44-year-old Tom Brady, an old and busted-up former professional wrestler, and Rob Gronkowski connected for their 100th touchdown as a pair as Tom Brady played in his record-setting 300th regular season game. And as I jest and I play a little grab ass, and
well,
I laugh,
you know,
about
there was
it,
a lot of I don't want to say overstatement, but a lot of WWE type of Twitter self-aggrandizing, even from NFL Network employee Daniel Jeremiah, who tweeted out, "The NFL is king."
The NFL is king. The NFL isn't just king. It's king of the universe.
Oh, super king. Sorry.
Super king. It is mega king. Last night, it truly is remarkable. As much as, and I do find it easy to make fun of his strangely altered appearance, it seems like. I don't know if he's just that in shape and he minds his diet that much that his skin has some sort of glow, his bones and jawline seem stronger than they were 10 or 12 years ago. His hair has more volume, and in the still beneath his face when he was walking around onto the field, in and out of the huddle, they put that little picture of him. Looked like he had the highest hair in the last 15 years. I mean, like Jesse Palmer, bachelor-style hair going out there. But it truly is, I guess the best word is asinine, that Tom Brady is 44 years old and still performing when he's got to score 31 points and throw 45 passes in a game, taking a couple hits here and there, and he can still do it for 60 minutes.
It's
it really
a marvel.
Is. It is.
There's no doubt. It is a marvel, and it's what he said he was going to do. And that's the real crazy thing about it, because a lot of guys say, well, I'm going to do this, and then 2 years later, they're on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But this has been an unbelievable money-where-your-mouth-is situation, and it seems to play itself out every week on the field. And he does look better than ever, and his arm strength looked
it's crazy.
Not like a 44-year-old man.
The Hail Mary at halftime, that's, again, it's a guy who's throwing the hell out of the ball all game long. They couldn't run. They only ran the ball 14 times.
Even when he and fell down and looked all old and awkward, he hit Leonard Fournette on the smoke route.
Right.
mean, he could not have looked more awkward and old in that moment, and yet the pass was right where it needed to be, and he came back and just threw a bullet on an out to Chris Godwin to put them in field goal range to win the game. It really is ridiculous and stupid, and he has brought his band of cast-offs, Island of Misfit Toys, Antonio Brown. Thank you, Chris Collinsworth, for reminding us that, oh, yes, he had some stuff off the field, but look at that smile. Look at that smile on Antonio Brown out there on the field.
NFL is king.
NFL is king. And even though Hard Knocks, with all their editing, tried to drag them down in defeat, the Dallas Cowboys provided hope after 5 weeks of misery and miserable storylines and injury-plagued practices.
I told you, Matt, it's a pro football team. You know, just because Austin Powers isn't that inspirational, it doesn't mean those guys aren't going to go out there and play for their checks.
I was worried about sodium poisoning. When you have an owner that's putting salt on a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, I was worried about their diets and maybe they would just dry up out there in the humid, in the 87% humidity of Tampa. But instead, Dak Prescott, who had a bad shoulder reportedly, who busted up his ankle in a gruesome injury in week 4 of the regular season last year, just threw it 58 times and nearly authored a victory that ultimately came down to kickers. Zuerlein missing a few, but coming through when it counted to give his team a 1-point lead, and then Ryan suck up, because that's what these games should come down to. Can the kickers make their kicks? Because that's what I'm looking for at the end of
that's
the
what
end
you're
games.
Most interested in. You personally,
that's what I am most interested in. So that set the tone. I know I didn't get ahead of it, but I swear, you know, and I hope you believe me with this. I swear, as I go through, and I expect you to echo my sentiments and share your thoughts.
That's my job.
I swear I had Tampa as the winners of the NFC South, okay?
Oh, for sure.
I swear I did. You know, prior to last night's game,
who else would you have?
Down, right? I guess maybe the Panthers for Matt Rhule and Sam Darnold in a bit of a manifestation. You know, I'm going to speak this into existence. Sam Darnold's going to have the comeback of the century in establishing himself as an elite quarterback in Carolina because the Jets were completely inept, and that's what was wrong with the start of his career, not anything else that he was responsible for. But no, I am going with Tampa to win the NFC South after losing the NFC South by a game last year to the New Orleans Saints and having to do it on the road for 3 straight in the postseason en route to that Super Bowl 55. So here we go. Feel free to weigh in, P, if you want to put your name on who's going to win these divisions, make the championship games, and ultimately play in Super Bowl 56 right here in our backyard, SoFi Stadium. I can't wait to see what Don Martin has in store for us Super Bowl week. Oh, my God, we're going to canvas this city. It's going to be amazing.
This is the picks from the Voice of the Bolts, everybody.
The picks. AFC East. We do not stray from last season. The Buffalo Bills behind Josh Allen and company, Stephon Diggs. A magical connection between that pair. Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator. Sean McDermott, a no-nonsense head coach who made 2 first-round picks inactive for a couple games because he didn't like their effort. They're going to repeat as AFC East champs, followed by the New England Patriots in 2nd place. AFC North, it is their time. After many years of being the punching bag at the hands of the Steelers, the Ravens, and even the Bengals, the Cleveland Browns will improve upon their 3rd place finish and scale to the top with the most talented team on paper in the division, top to bottom, and win the AFC North.
Oh, now this is inspirational. There we go. I mean, since you're doing the AFC, here's CBS.
Right? The AFC South, no change. Sure, Arthur Smith and his brilliant offensive game plan is now in Atlanta. But Mike Vrabel, he's going to have those Titans ready to go. He's going to have them ready to do it again.
Well, that's
going to win
Travis's
that AFC
squad.
South. Right? He's going to be excited. You want to let him know? You want to text him right now?
You know what? Know. I didn't know that, but he won a pontoon boat years ago in a punt, pass, and kick contest for season ticket holders.
Come on.
I swear to God.
You can't write that. And hey, we're going to have us a punt, pass, and kick. And the grand prize is going to be a pontoon. It's pretty great. Taking the Titans to repeat as AFC South champs. And in the AFC West, well, I call the Charger games.
Yeah, so this is tough, point, Matt.
I'll simply say,
just attack the Raiders and then say something good about the Chargers and then
the Chargers and the Chiefs will both make the playoffs. Can't decide which one wins the division and which one makes the wild card, but they will both make the postseason. Your other two wild card teams, because remember they expanded to three last year, will be the Steelers and the Patriots. You good with that? Anything you want to add?
Second down and nine.
Okay, you got the Steelers and the Pats.
I got the Steelers and the Pats, and either the Chargers and Chiefs.
This is the AFC.
Chiefs is the wild card. This is the AFC.
Are we going to make the jump right now?
Unless you want to share something, like you like
insurance.
The Colts, you like the Ravens, you are feeling the Dolphins
Wentz
maybe under Tua.
No.
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 Make a case for the Raiders.
Yeah, I want to make a case for the Raiders.
Okay, all right. What do you think? What do you think? Raiders got shutters?
They just got to improve defensively.
Okay.
But their offense has been great. A lot of people like to disparage Derek Carr, but you see the marks. He's got a cool-looking house.
Right next door to the coach. He's got a question in the middle of the night. Just walk next door, knock on the door.
The owner's got a great house.
Oh, that's the truth.
Raiders, eh? All right.
All right. Here we go. To the NFC. NFC East. Even after what I saw last night, that offensive explosion by the Dallas Cowboys, you ready for this? I'm going with the team that everybody's picking to finish last. The Philadelphia Eagles. Taking them to win the NFC East. That's right. I like the O-line. I like the D-line. And you know what I like? The cut of the jib of Jalen Hurts. That's a leader. That's a leader right there. Did it with Alabama. Did it with Oklahoma. And now he's going to do it in the city of brotherly love. I like that Devontae Smith. Miles Sanders. Trying to think of some other names I can throw out there. Fletcher Cox.
Say some other names.
Fletcher Cox.
There's the name.
Barnett on the end. Brandon Graham. Derek Barnett on the ends. Come on. Love that Philadelphia Eagles team. And I believe in Nick Sirianni, their first-time head coach. A lot of people think he's way in over his head. But when he was a wide receivers coach for the Chargers, I saw greatness all over his face.
Oh, yeah, you did. And, you know, they're going to make things look complex, but it's going to be simple.
It's exactly
right. But it's going to look complex.
Taking the Eagles. NFC North, Packers in a route. NFC South, as I mentioned, and look, if you want to push back, I totally understand. I should have done this yesterday. I should have let everybody know my NFC South pick yesterday before today. But alas, I forgot. Taking the Buccaneers.
The Bucs?
Taking the Buccaneers.
That's
to win the
you
NFC
know, that
South.
Smells a little fishy to me, Matt. That smells a little bit of psoddy there.
Yeah. Did you just know, have to trust me on this one?
I thought for sure you were going to go all in with Darnold.
Right. I'm going with the Bucs. And in the NFC West, the division that houses the Los Angeles Rams wearing their throwbacks on Sunday night against the Bears to kick off their season from SoFi Stadium.
Hey, there's a little boy right there.
There's a certain someone with a certain tattoo that's going to be awfully happy to hear I'm taking the 49ers. That defense is healthy.
Shannon Farron?
Shannon Farron. And that interlocked SF. Will be awfully happy because her San Francisco 49ers are going to win the West. Your wild cards, three teams will emerge from the best division in all of football.
She's
the NFC
gone
West.
Hard, you know, Matt. She's gone hard for those Niners and traveled all over the country.
She has.
Sometimes in some very bad conditions to support them.
Hotels that roaches wouldn't even stay in. You will get two other teams from the NFC West. The Rams and the Seahawks will both make the playoffs out of the NFC West, along with the division champ San Francisco 49ers. And your third wild card, that's right, Redemption Tour. Old Crab Legs McGee, Jameis Winston, and the Saints make it in as the final wild card to the playoffs. Your AFC Championship game, of course, Browns versus Chargers. NFC Championship game, Packers versus 49ers, a classic. And we'll wait until February to make the Super Bowl pick.
Oh, come on, Matt.
All right, since you insist. Packers versus Chargers. Aaron Rodgers. Justin Herbert. SoFi Stadium.
Call the AP, Gates. Get the AP on and get this out.
Get it out. Up immediately.
Matt's got the Chargers and the Packers.
That's right. You want to make a Super Bowl pick right now? We should write it down and put it on the wall.
It's just like Dodgers-Milwaukee, you know, in the NL. I mean, yeah.
Exactly right.
Right.
Come on. Who do you got, Petros? Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Well, if the Chargers are going to make it all that way, I sure as hell am going to support them to win. I did one of their preseason games.
Right?
I invoice for it today.
You're vested.
Chargers, Packers, you hear it right there from the mouth of the Bolts as he opened his mouth. The lightning and the thunder flew out. There it is, your NFL picks after the NFL dropped its big, giant, bejeweled scepter of a puzzo on the sports world last night with a great performance.
It's good to be the king.
Keep punching. We'll be back with your lessons learned at Great Sports Talk on PMS.
But let me hear you say, whoa, yeah, whoa.
And money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes.
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Petros and Money, AM 570 LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Remember, we're still giving away a pair of tickets to Dodgers Padres Sunday. We'll do it before the end of the show at 6 p.m. when we hand it over to Tim Cates and Dodgers on Deck. And that is brought to you by WSS Shoes. That's right, shop WSS.com to find the store near you. Pair of tickets to Dodgers Padres on Sunday. We have Dodgers Padres tonight. We'll go to Dodgers on Deck at 6. First pitch just after 7 o'clock. Julio Urias on the mound for the Dodgers. Musgrove on the mound for the Padres. And remember, if you're not near a radio, you can always listen to it on the iHeartRadio app. And bad news, because the Giants won today in Chicago, so the Dodgers are three back now. We're in must-win territory. Must-win territory. 3 weeks to go. You don't want to be 3.5 back, because that's more than there are weeks left in the season, and you might as well pull a plug. So,
3.5 back, you're in the South. Virgil Quick. Virgil Quick, come see. There goes Robert E. Lee. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are south.
So they get their S together, man.
Jeez. Bad situation.
Bad situation. The Chargers start their season on Sunday on our sister station, Alt 98.7. Kickoff at 10 a.m. from the district, Washington football team. And we got an event next Wednesday, P.
Well, we got an event, Matt. We got something going on like weenie in the butt. We're headed out to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. We'll be back at our stomping grounds, where the gas is inexpensive, the tribal elders are friendly, and the slots are loose. We'll be on from 3 to 6, followed by Tim Cates. Good old Texas Hold'em Cates and Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck from 6 to 7. It is named after that place, after all. And I don't know if everybody signed up yet, but the first 50 to sign up on amp570lasports.com get free Dodger tickets. But I think everybody signed up by now. At least I think.
I think there's a few slots left. Just a few. And you know what? At the very least, it pays to go to amp570lasports.com and see. Because why not? Dodger tickets could be in there for you. You can't just sign up. You got to go to the event. So you're not getting them just by signing up. So don't sign up if you're not going to make it out there.
Well, Matt, my dad is on voice rest for his show next week at the Catalina on Thursday night. Call the Catalina on Sunset if you want to go. Tickets, I believe, are still available. But it is time for the lessons learned in great sports talk, Matt.
Tim Cates' Twitter meltdown return. A guest who delivered a really sick burn. Relive moments with no concern. It's the lessons learned.
And we start out. It's a short week, a flexed week, a wonky week, a zero before the show podcast week. We'll get back on it next week. But let's start with lesson one.
Lección uno.
Lección uno.
Chip Kelly corrected us, calling it an off week. It's not.
Got the visor back. It's our friend Chip Kelly on the Petros and Money Show. What's cracking, Coach? How are you? Happy off week.
I'm good, boss. It's not an off week. It's an improvement week.
Oh, okay. See, because I tried to call it a bye week, and then I got corrected and said, no, 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 it's an off week, but an improvement week is a good way to put it.
All right, Petros, what particular improvement are you we can touch base on next week to see if you did anything better? What is there one particular aspect of it?
You know, I'm going to try to manage myself a little bit better in the evening hours so I don't wake up at 3 in the morning with indigestion. that's what immediately comes
to mind. I love it.
So I'm trying my best. And last night I did really well, but then I woke up and my daughter had peed all over both of us.
Is that right?
Yeah. So
that's a hell of a way to wake up.
I would have taken the indigestion over that at 3 this morning. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you do kind of.
You got to strip the
bed.
It's
not one where you can just go back to bed and say, you know, we'll deal with it in the morning.
I'm just going
to
roll around in her urine all night.
Right? Yeah, that's kind of tough. You got to change the bed.
Yeah, yeah. I stripped the sheets and moved to the guest room. I was lucky to. Picked up the mask, told it walking.
Yeah.
Lesson 2.
Lección 2.
Lección 2.
Well, we had a BIP report, Matt. I can't believe we kept it going. Even into the football season, but we've done it so far. And I don't know, do you feel like it's been worth it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think absolutely. I mean, you know, we got, what's her name?
Yeah, we have Natasha. Yeah. Somebody like me.
Somebody like me. I'm going to like somebody else. Somebody like me.
Yeah, we have her, and we have Demi. Demi tries to get to the boom boom room in this situation with Kenny, and then all of a sudden, he denies her, and she's very upset about it.
Tonight? I have to go with Nala to sleep. And I'd kind of thought that we were coming back, and then just
Oh, it's all good.
And then going to bed.
Yeah, it's all good.
That's all, I swear.
I wanted Kenny to fight for me. I wanted to feel solidified with him. But I feel like he's just waiting for Mari. He's like obsessed with her in some weird f***ed up way. I did not fight this hard just to be placed in his pocket. That's a feeling, and I feel like an idiot. You're ridiculous. Oh my God, I literally want to die.
Well, she's not going to die, I don't think. But we will monitor the situation next week. Lesson 3.
Lección 3.
Lección 3.
You know, we wouldn't be any good if we didn't revisit yesterday's launching pad from 2:30 to 3. Take a listen at all the iconic voices. It's Izzy from Buena Park, Vic the Brick Jacobs, me, Matt, Cates, and Vasse.
3, 2, 1.
You've already blown 2 games for the Hated Ones. Show them. Show up.
Izzy.
Just show up and compete. That's all we ask. Compete.
Izzy, did you hear Dave Roberts on the pregame today say that the Dodgers needed to score more points? What the hell was that? Points?
What does that mean?
Yeah, I heard. I don't know what the heck he was talking about.
Have you ever heard, Izzy, have you ever heard anybody in baseball say we need to put the ball forward? We need to hit the ball forward. Have you ever heard that?
No, that way I even heard you saying that today, too. No, I've heard you the whole day, David. You know I don't even miss a pro.
Hey, Izzy, have you ever heard someone say that they're going to throw a speed ball right by you?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Exactly. No.
My God. Hopefully we can do that again soon.
And that doesn't do it justice. You think that's good? You ought to hear all 25 minutes.
Oh, you just got to go to the iHeartRadio app and just podcast it. It's all right there, like all of our stuff. We'll be right back with a whole other hour of great sports talk, a college football whip-around.
Great sports talk.
Final hour fun fact, quick hits, dead and alive, City of Hope Dodger pregame. It's all headed your way, and we still got tickets to give away. Brought to you by WSS. Shop WSS.com. PMS continues on a Frogman Friday.